Gold Central Victoria with ABBA and Waterloo. Of course, a big hit many moons ago, wasn't it? But it only seems like yesterday, doesn't it? Mental as anything, if you leave me, can I come too? 11 past five on the home stretch. We do it thanks to Appearance Skin and Vein Medical Clinic. And welcome if you're joining us for the first time. Now it's time for...
It's time to talk fishing for Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo, Central Victoria's gold.
And it might be a cold weekend weather-wise, but a few people might be interested in wetting a line. And to tell us all about it is Shane Stevens. How are you, mate?
Hello, Daniel. How are you today?
I'm not doing too bad for a Thursday evening. And as I say there, that it might be a cold weekend, but still people are going to wet a line. But there's a few rules and regulations that need to be followed.
Absolutely, Daniel. It's been fairly disappointing of recent. I've been out fishing around in lots of different places where people aren't following the rules and regulations, as in one for the angling, as in the amount of rods and all those sorts of things, but also rules and regulations set by the water authorities, which they allow us to fish some of the lakes and all that around the central Victoria region. And, no fires, don't leave rubbish and all those sorts of things. So there's signs displayed everywhere, and it's not just a right, it's actually a privilege for us to be able to fish some of these waters. So come on, guys and girls, out there, do the right thing and take over all your rubbish and all your mess. But also, in regards to the fishing regulations, they can be found at Hartley's as well, and also online. So just go and check up the rules and regs, the size limits of the fish you're able to catch, and all those sorts of things, and be very familiar, because there is fisheries officers out there that will prosecute you.
And there is a pretty substantial fine with those. Winter bait fishing tips. A lot of us will be sitting there going, okay, well, let's go and wet a line this weekend, but what are we going to be using this weekend?
Yeah, Daniel, certainly for those guys and girls that actually like to chase trout, obviously the best bait for those that know is mud-eyes, and they're pretty hard to come across throughout the winter months, but there's baits called power bait, and they're just a little doughy substance that's in a little jar. I think they're about $12, $13 a jar, and they come in all ranges of colours. One of my favourite colours is chartreuse, so there's another one that's sherbet, and there's lots and lots of different varieties and colours of the power bait and rainbow trout, which most of the waters within the central Victorian region have been stocked with. So they're fished on a running sinker rig, and the trout love them. So certainly during the winter months, and especially at the moment, I know that the fish, and especially the rainbow trout, are really chomping on those at the moment.
And just very quickly, a quick report from around the region.
Yes, Lake Bolac, for those that are in the know, has certainly kept some lovely rainbow trout, and they're up to 1.7 kilos. And they've been caught trialling lures, which are Tassie Devils, and also hard-bodied Rapala lures for the guys that fish lures. And also for the guys that fish bait, certainly power bait, chartreuse, orange, and the sherbet colours have all been working really, really well for the bait fishermen.
Certainly some great advice there, and a very good report, very detailed report from Shane Stevens. Thank you very much. We will talk next week.
Thank you, Daniel.
And as they say in the fishing industry, tight lines. And thank you very much to the team from Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World. We've got a couple of vouchers to give away. So if you would like one of these particular vouchers, give me a call right now. 544 1071. Jump on the phone. 544 1071.